How are you? Can
How are
everyone hear me? Oh, welcome everybody. So good to see everybody. Look at all of you. Awesome. Let me get to my script here. Just a second. Okay. Oh my gosh. It's so good to see everybody. Welcome to, guess what? Session 12. Session 12. I can't believe we've gone this long.
It says it's still recording, so you can stop.
Session 12 of Lessons and Legends. I'm so glad you're here. So, our mission this story hour is to preserve and share stories of the Native American world in order to build connections between people and create a more just.
So you want to do what to the video?
Recording is turned
on. We could all use that right now. So tonight, very exciting, very, very exciting. Tonight, we will open with the legend about Coyote and Passacucla. How did I do, Grandfather, with that pronunciation?
You did great. Passacucla, you did it great. Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Spoken by Grandfather Roy Wilson. And spoiler alert, next week we will have three, not one, but three short legends about Sasquatch.
Yes.
So many. Thursday. So many exciting things coming up. So after the story, we will open the mics up and then we'll have a discussion about what Grandfather talked about in his story. So prepare a question, anything you want to ask. It's open field. Questions about that. And then we'll go into our language portion, which is becoming big and wonderful, and everyone is participating. I am doing my best. Let's put it that way. I think we're all doing our best. We're doing just great. We have our sheet here provided by Marcia and by Rainbow with all of our new words on it. So after the story discussion, we'll go into the language lesson, and then we will open up the mics again and we'll just chat. We'll chat in jargon, we'll chat in English, however you want to do it. And so with that, I'm going to turn the floor over to you, Grandfather, to give us our story for this evening. Thank you.
Marcy, Marcy, Marcy. Klahaya, gang.
Klahaya.
Okay, tonight I'm with the college legend about Coyote and Passacucla. Coyote lived on the banks of the Collis River. He had two neighbor friends, young men, lived as neighbors. And out there in the river where they lived, dwelt Passacucla. Passacucla was a dangerous being. When people would be coming down the river in their canoes, there was a little bird on the bank of the river that would begin singing a song. And that would awaken the dog that was there, and the dog would begin to bark. And that barking would awaken Passacucla. Passacucla would open his dangerous being's mouth and swallow up the canoe and the people coming down. And so all the people that kept trying to come down were destroyed by being swallowed by Passacucla. Well, one day Coyote said to the two young men, their neighbors, "I'm going to build a raft and I'm going to go down and into the mouth of that dangerous being, Passacucla, and I'm going to destroy that dangerous being." "Oh, no, don't you try and do that," That'll be the end of Coyote. No, I'm going to do that. So Coyote went and he built a large, huge raft out of large Douglas fir logs. And finally got it finished and said to the two young men, now tomorrow morning, I'm going down and I'm going to kill and destroy that dangerous being. Oh, they were out there watching him as he came down. And as he was coming and getting close, the little bird began to sing and the dog began to bark. And Passacooka opened his big mouth and swallowed up the large raft and Coyote. And they were just in within the womb of the tummy of Passacooka. And the two young men, they said to each other, we've got to do something. We've got to save Coyote and the other people that are in there. So they decided to build a canoe, not a raft, a canoe. And then they lined the outside edges of the canoe with very sharp obsidian stones, razor-like sharp. And then as before they came down the river, they went to the little bird and they said, we've got to make you real pretty. It took some Indian paints and painted her. She was just a solid gray, dull gray color, painted with pretty reds and white dots and blues. And oh, she was beautiful. They said, oh, she was so proud of her new colors. They said to her, now you fly off to the rest of the world and let them see how beautiful you are now. And oh, she did. She flew off. So she wasn't there to sing, to waken the dog. And the dog wasn't awake. And the two brothers, the two young men, they came down and they went right into the mouth of Passacooka. And the sharp stones were just ripping Passacooka apart all over inside of her. They kept saying to each other, paddle hard so we can get all the way through her. And so they did. And finally, Passacooka was completely destroyed, and out popped Coyote. He'd been in there for 5 days. Oh, he was still alive. And then all the people that had been swallowed, they popped out. And so the legend ends, and everybody was delivered. End of story. Now, what is the story all about? Well, the river is the river of life, your river of life. I want to tell two different lessons from this legend. That when the Passacooka and the river and all this story is you. And you are the story. And then before I tell you that one, Passacooka and the river in this story is your community. And your community is the legend. So let us start with when this legend is your community and your community is the legend. Oh, before I go any further, I'll have to tell you, Passacooka, the dangerous being, was a log jam. And so what is the log jam in your community? As far as you personally are concerned, the log jam are those people in your community who prevent you. They create the problems, the events, the circumstances that cause you to not be able to reach your own goals in life's journey. They prevent you from going ahead in your life with the way it should be. And the little bird is one that has been aiding them in that. And you've got people in your community that have been a part of the negatives that bring this about upon you. When you are the legend is you, the logjam that prevents you from going down the river of life are your doubts, your fears, those things within you, that those negative forces that inhibit you and prevent you from going ahead and reaching your life's journey. The the two young men, that's your faith. Your faith that will give you the victory and you can live a very successful life. End of story. Any questions or comments?
I have a comment.
Yes.
To me, the thing that stood out was the flattery. You know, because they went to the bird and they painted her all up, and she completely forgot her job of awakening the dog. And yeah. She was so, because they were telling her how beautiful you are and you need to go tell everybody else. Yeah. A little bit of deception there, but that flattery really got to her, and off she went.
Did you understand that, Grandfather?
Yes, that's very good. Very good.
Excellent. Thank you, Rainbow.
Anyone else?
Well, I will have to say, and then we'll go to Cindy. I am my own logjam. I seem to put logs in my way all the time. Uh-huh. And so I'm going to work on the last part of that story. And thank you.
Yeah, that logjam are your doubts, fears, and so forth. And get rid of the negatives. Turn to your positives, and they will give you the victory, and you'll bust up the logjam.
There we go. Go ahead, Cindy.
I'm sorry. I really have a question about the water, the representation of the water. I know a lot of the stories that the grandfather tells has water, and it seems that the water represents life. Is that normally the legends, is that the normal legend, is to have the water represent life?
Cindy is asking Grandfather if the water that appears in lots of your stories, if it represents life.
The water is the river. Consider it not as water, but as the river of life. And life flows constantly down, but as a river is upstream and is yet to reach you, that's your future. When a river goes down below stream, that's your past, your history of what's happened in your life. And so right now, you are there at the logjam. And as you approach that part that's in your life where you're faced right now with your doubts, your fears, or hindrances, if you destroy those, as you go down the river of life, you now are flowing free without any inhibitions, without anybody holding you back from achieving your goal. So it's not so much the same as water, but as a river that flows, given your past, present, and future part of your life story.
So we can really say the river of life, then.
Yeah, the river of life.
Thank you.
Good. Very good.
Thank
Very
you.
Good. Anyone else?
I do. I got another comment. This
All
is
right.
for Penny.
All right, Rainbow.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
This is for you, Penny. You're talking about your log jam?
Yes.
Okay. Look at all that wonderful building material. You can take that log jam apart and build the most magnificent house.
I can build a mansion.
True.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, the bigger the log jam in your life, the more material you're going to have to build something nice.
I love it when you can take a negative and turn it into a positive. Thank you. Mossy. Anyone else? I feel like the language lesson is coming up. Is everybody ready? How do you say I'm ready, Grandfather? How do we say I'm ready? I'm ready.
Tell them how to say that.
What?
Nawitka.
Thank you. Okay, Nawitka. Now I'd like to introduce Rainbow and Marcia, and they are going to work on this language lesson with us. We all got this word list. If you didn't, let me know, and I will email it to you right away so you can join us. And okay, with that, I'll turn it over to Marcia and to Rainbow.
And Rainbow, the question was asked, they wanted us to tell them how to say I am ready in the jargon. So can you tell them that, answer that question they have?
Uh-huh. Or Nowitka.
I knew that.
Well, I, another way to say it, you could say, I go now. So the word for go is shlatwa, which is not on your word list yet, but those of us who are have been students for longer know the word shlatwa, K-L-A-T-A-W-A, which is go. So Nika, shlatwa, and then a word for now, which is alta, and that is on your list. So that would be a way to say it.
Or you could say halo kumtuk.
What is
not
that?
No.
Not okay. Is halo. I don't understand. Or I don't know. Kumtuk is know or understand.
Thank you.
And grandfather wanted to say something before we started the Chinook jargon too.
Masi. The Saika Chako Okok Elehe. The Saika.
Miss We.
Chinookwawa. In the Saika, close telecom, Nika to keg Mika closed kakwa. Back to you, but I just wanted to talk with a little, let them feel a little bit of the jargon. It's yours now, Rainbow and Marcia.
Okay, this is Rainbow. And first, I want to thank all of you for being so willing to participate. Because sometimes when we have a class, people are so afraid of making a mistake, not saying it right or something. They just shut up. And you guys aren't doing that. You guys are just jumping right in there. And I really, really appreciate that. I also wanted to acknowledge that we have a couple of more people here from our Federal Way Chinook Jargon class tonight. Dorothy Landine and Judy Bridges. Judy's on the phone, and it just says Judy. But Marcia, Judy, Dorothy, and I all meet in Judy's home. Usually on the first Tuesday of the month, but this COVID thing has sort of screwed up the year. We want to go through just the questions. Does everyone have the six questions and answers available?
Yes.
Raise your hands, wave or something if you do. Dannon, do you?
I have all the phrases and the questions, yes. Sentence starters, yeah.
Yes, good. Okay, cool. Because we want everyone to be able to participate, we're going to do this like the first time. I don't think you were here, Dan. I know Dorothy and Judy weren't. And so we're going to start at the very top with the first question and answer. And I will say it to Marcia. She'll respond. And then she'll choose another person, ask them the same question, and they'll respond until we can go through all of it. And because our time is always a little bit limited, We're wondering if we don't get through it, if you would like to stay another 15 minutes.
Sure.
You can leave it, 7 o'clock if you want, no problem if you got, things to do. But Tom had and Penny had said that we can stay on a little bit longer after grandfather leaves, if that's all right with all of you.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Wave hands, shake heads, do something. Okay? All right, so if you leave, you leave. And grandfather's an old hand at this. He doesn't need it. he can go and watch Wheel of Fortune, is it?
It is.
I think it's Wheel of Fortune. Okay.
I'm listening.
Oh, the other thing I would like to mention, and this was something Grandfather and Marcia both mentioned, is when you're learning, even though you have the question right in front of you, you can see it. If you will get a pen and paper and write down the words, because then you get a different way of learning. You're using you're seeing it, you're hearing it, you're writing it, you're saying it. And so you're incorporating all these different ways of learning.
Oh.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Aha.
Aha. Yes, very good. All right. I'm gonna start with Marcia first and then she'll choose someone. And so the question number one is, and remember, when you use a question, to always say it like a question, not like a statement. A statement has a flat ending. A question has a little bit of a rise at the end.
Okay.
Because I could either say, why do you want that? That, or why do you want that? So that's sort of a difference. Speak it like you would normally speak it. Don't just say the word, try to get into the cadence of speech. So I'm going to start with Marcia. Ikta Mika Nem.
Nika Nem Marsha. Tom, Ikta Mika Nem.
Nika Nem Tom. Penny. Ka Mika Mitlight?
No. Tom, stay with the first question till we all go through it.
Oh, all right.
So all of us get to do it.
Okay. Penny, Ikta, Mika, Nem.
Mika, Nem, Penny. Cindy, Ikta, Mika, Nem.
Nika, Nem, Cindy. Judy, Ikta, Mika, Nem.
Judy, can you hear us?
Oh, did Judy go away?
Oh, Judy is muted. Let me see if I can unmute her from this end.
Oh.
Johnny's muted too.
Johnny, you're muted too. Now I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Hello? Okay. There
Hi,
I am.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Judy.
Mike and M. Judy.
Ah.
So, Ikta name? Is that how it's? Ikta Mika Nem. Dorothy, Ikta Mika Nem.
Hi, Judy.
Hello, hello.
Mika Nem, Dorothy. Let's see.
It's okay, William.
Pick somebody. Johnny. Ikta Mika Nem.
Mika Nem, Johnny. Danny, Ikta Mika Nem.
Mika Nem, Danny. Laura, Ikta Mika Nem.
Mika Nem, Laura P. Rainbow. he is and or.
Yeah.
Chope. Chope. Grandfather.
Yes.
Where is he? Grandfather's not here. Oh, there he is.
He is here. You have to speak low and loud.
It's a Mike and M.
Mike and M. It's who from Ohio. Also, Roy. let's see. Is there anybody else that we've missed out there?
Penny.
Who?
Penny.
No, Johnny was there.
Oh.
Hey, Johnny's already been there. Who is there? Anybody I haven't been called?
I see a Grace.
Everyone has.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's something else.
Yeah,
Grace
I think
is
everyone
a computer.
Call on that.
Yeah. I think we have
Chope, tell them what Itzhut Wawahayu means. They don't know Itzhut, that's for sure.
It's a Wawahayo. There who talks much. That's the name that that's my Indian name. Roy is my given name. It's a Wawahayo. That's the name the Kalis tribe gave to me, my name.
All right, let's move on to the second question. And I will be talking to Marcia first. Kamaikamitlite.
Nika Mitlight Kopa Gig Harbor. Danny, Ka Mika Mitlight.
Nika Mitlight Kopa Centralia. Tom, Ka Mitka Mit. Sorry. Ka Mika Mitlight.
Nika Mitlight Kopa Centralia.
Kopa.
Kopa. What did I say?
Kopa.
Okay. Cindy. Ka Mika Mitlight.
Nika Mitlight, Kopa, Washington, D.C. Judy. Ka Mika Mitlight.
Mika Kopa Federway. So Dorothy.
Uh-huh.
Ka Mitlight.
Nika Mitlight Kopa Kirkland. Johnny. Ka Mika Mitlight.
Nika Mitlight Kopa Centralia. Yes. How about Marcia? Marcia. Ka Mika Mitlight.
Nika Mitlight Kopa Gig Harbor. Penny, Ka Mika Mitlight.
Mika Mitlight Kopa Centralia. Penny.
Ah. Masi.
Masi. I think we're out of people, right?
We still got grandfather.
Grandfather. Ka Mika Mitlight.
Mika Mitlight Kopa Winlock. Are there others? We got them all?
I think so.
Is Suzanne there tonight with us?
No.
No. Well, then it's back to you, Rainbow.
All right. Question number 3 means, who made this? Klaxa Mamukopok, Marcia.
Nika Mamuk Yaka. Johnny Klaxta Mamuk Okok.
Okay.
Oh, he's muted. He's muted.
Okay. There we go.
Okay, Johnny.
Hello, Johnny.
Klaxta mamu koko.
Oko klapka. Ikman, koros klapka. Penny, klapka mamu koko.
Nasaka mamukyaka. Did I get the right question?
Who made yeah.
Yeah.
That was fine.
Thank you. Aussie. Oh,
who do you want to ask?
Tom. Naika mamukyaka.
That's the answer, Penny. Yeah. That's the question.
That's the answer.
Klaska mamuko coke?
I was testing everyone to see if you were awake. Now let me do that again. Klaska mamuk a coke?
Naika mamuk yaka.
Masi.
Danny. Klasta mamuk a coke?
We lose Danny? I think we did.
Did we lose her? Oh, we lost her.
We lost Danny, so right, hopefully she'll be back.
Judy, Klaska mamuk a coke?
No, I don't have the questions.
Ah.
Yeah, so I'd like to step out for a bit.
Okay. We'll get those to you.
Ask grandfather. Everybody leaves him out.
Oh.
I don't have this list of questions either, Penny. Were you supposed to email that to me?
No.
Oh, also available on your local website.
Look it up.
Cindy. Klaska mamuk okoke.
Naika mamuk yaka. Who do we missing? Who are we missing?
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Oh.
Dorothy.
Okay. Klaxta mamuk a coke, Dorothy.
Naika mamuk a coke. Naika mamuk yaka.
So either way would be fine. I made this or I made it. Either way would be fine.
Yeah.
Tom, did you get email a list to Johnny?
Yes, I can do
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yep. Grandfather, Klaska mamuk a coke.
Was that to me?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Mamuk yaka.
Asi.
Yaka.
All right, I think we've gone through all of that. Good. The fourth question and response is why you want that or why do you want that? You know, one of the things about Chinook is there's no past, present, or future tense. Everything is right now, and one of the things, everything is simplified, so you want to think like Tonto. How would Tonto say it? So instead of saying, why do you want that, you might say, why you want that? Okay? So, Marcia, Kata Mika Takego Coke.
Naika tikeg oko. Cindy, kata Naika tikeg oko.
Who did you say? I'm sorry. Me?
Yes. Yes, Cindy. Nika pata, Mika tikeg o.
Nika tikeg o kok. I keep going to Judy. Okay, Judy. Kata Mika tikeg o kok.
Sorry, I'm sitting this one out.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Johnny, Kata Mika tikeg o kok.
We lost Johnny on temporarily. He's not on right now. I think he went out to get his word list.
Okay. So Danny, Kata Mika tikeg o kok.
Nika tikeg a kok.
Nice.
Oh, I don't know who's been called or hasn't been. Penny.
Grandfather.
You forget me.
Penny, Kata, Mika, Tekeg, Oko.
Nika, Tekeg, Oko.
Did we get Dorothy?
Oh, grandfather. Kata, Mika, Tekeg, Oko.
Nika tikeg o kok, Klaus Jaka.
I think that's everyone.
Mm-hmm. All right. We are definitely going to get through on time tonight. How about that? We're just charging right through here. Marcia, the fifth question is, when you come, or when are you coming, or, you know, when will you be here, you know, so if you simplify it, when you come, all right? And that word does not look like it exactly pronounces. It's con C. It looks like kunsa or something, but it's con C. Marcia, Kansi Mika Chaco.
Nika Chaco Alta. Dorothy, Kansi Mika Chaco.
Nika Chaco Alta. Tom, Kansi Mika Chaco.
Nika Chaco Alta. Penny. Kansi Mika Chaco.
Nika Chaco Alta. Danny. Kansi Mika Chaco.
Nakai.
Nika.
Okay. Nika Chaco Alta.
Nice.
Cindy, Kansi Mika Chaco.
Nika Chaco Alta. Grandfather, Kansi Mika Chaco.
Nika Chaco Choke, Tennis Son.
Say one more time.
Nika Chaco Coke Tennis Son.
Oh, you're throwing a curve to some of these people.
Tennis Son in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, they haven't gone on their tennis yet.
But sun means day. Sun means day, and tennis means little. So little day, day means in the morning. Tennis, sun. Little day in the morning.
Yeah, we don't have a word for morning in the language. So we would say little sun or little day. The little part of the day is the morning. That was the way we had to say morning, little day. If we said sikkim sun, then that's half day or noontime.
Gotcha.
get everyone on that one?
I think we did.
Cool. Last question and response.
I'd like to say that I'm real proud of all of you and what you have done tonight. You're really,
yes, me too.
Really in there, and I am real proud of all of you. Keep it up.
Yep. Yep. This question begins with the same word, Kansi. And Kansi, besides meaning when, which is always a time-related when, Kansi can also mean like how many or how much. It's like a volume or a quantity. Okay. So in this question, we're asking how many people live there? And so it's Kansi Tillicum-Midlife, Marcia.
All right. And I'm going to add two words to make the answer just a bit more of a sentence. So we have delayed Hiyu, which is very many, and then I would say Tillicum-Midlife. So very many people live here. Delayed Hiyu, Tillicum-Midlife. Makes it a more complete sentence.
Hiyu.
Delayed Hiyu, Tillicum-Midlife.
Yeah.
Okay.
And someday we'll teach you the word for here. But we don't have it on our list yet. But that's the word for here is a very simple word as well.
Okay.
Okay. Danny. Kansi Tillicum-Midlife.
Delayed. Hiyu Tillicum-Midlife.
Awesome.
Nice, Danny.
Dorothy. Kansi Tillicum-Midlife.
Delayed Hiyu Tillicum-Midlife.
And Dannon. Remember that is Kansi, not Kansi.
Thank you.
Kansi. Okay.
Masi.
The Wrath of Khan.
Whatever it takes to remember it.
Right.
Of Cindy. So Kansi Tillicum-Midlife.
Delayed Hiyu Tillicum-Midlife. Did I say that right? Delayed.
Yes.
That's right.
Hiyu Tillicum-Midlife. Okay. Penny, did we ask Penny yet? Okay.
No.
Penny, Kansi Tillicum-Midlife.
Delayed Hiyu Tillicum-Midlife.
Who's left?
I think Tom is left.
Kansi Tillicum-Midlife.
Tom?
I think Tom is frozen. Frozen in time.
Oh, dang.
Oh. Come back to us, Tom.
Tom.
He is frozen in time.
He's frozen.
Yeah, so until Tom gets unfrozen, have we gotten everybody?
And grandfather has disappeared from the longhouse.
Yes. Grandfather has left the building. So yes. Let's go ahead and move on to your next exercise.
That's it. That's all it. Six phrases.
Okay, let's stop and do this.
Yay!
Thank you.
Delay cloche. Delay cloche.
Delay cloche.
Yes, very good. Delay cloche.
Oh, grandfather's back.
He's quite a mobile fellow.
He's probably warming up the TV.
Yeah.
A
Okay, how are we doing for time? Oh, we've got about 13 minutes.
6:47, so we're just about done.
Okay.
So I was saying that I think that you gave us an assignment to write something.
Yes, and I had only asked for one sentence, but sounds like you are a regular little Energizer bunny.
Not really, but I really enjoy this. So I need critique on this after, but can I read it or do we have time?
Well, why don't you do it one sentence at a time and let us handle that one sentence?
Okay.
Okay.
They're simple, so it's not long. It's only
simple is just perfect for my mind.
Okay. Tlahaya, Naika, Tikeg, Nook, Kamtax, Wawa. Is that right?
Naika, Tikeg, what was the third word?
Chinook.
Oh.
What we're learning in the Chinook jargon. So I said, Naika, Tikeg, Chinook, Kamtax, Wawa. Is that right?
So you might put Kamtax before the Chinook, put the Chinook and the Wawa together. That's what I would think. Because I like to know. Okay. And I like to know Chinook. But that's okay. Very good.
You like to know Chinook. Languages.
I like.
Did you want to use the word know or learn?
Learn.
Okay. We haven't given you that.
Okay. Well, I'll make.
Okay.
Say it the way you meant it to be said, Cindy.
In English or in Chinook. Because in English, I was trying to say, I like to learn how to speak Chinook.
Well, okay, all right. Because if you made that word learning with an ing on the end,
yeah,
that would make it a verb, and to learn is sort of a verb, but if it was, I like learning Chinook Wawa, it would be Mamukumtux.
Okay.
Make learning, right?
So it would be
any noun that becomes a verb has mamuk in front of it.
Ah. Okay.
Because it's an action. And so that's why I asked you how you wanted to say it.
Okay.
Okay.
So the mamook makes it a verb then.
It makes learning. I like learning. Chinook Wawa.
Okay, so it'd be Naika Tikeg Mamook Kamtax Chinook Wawa.
Chinook Wawa. Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good. Okay. I have to correct that. Okay. Okay. And then the other part was Ki Nawitka Tikeg Chaco Hayes Klahani Alta Clonas.
And in, you said you started with a P?
P and, yeah.
Okay, so you started your sentence with and?
Well, it wasn't really two sentences. Initially, it was one.
Oh, okay, cool. I was going to say, normally we don't start with an and, but hey, some of us do.
So it was actually, it initially was one sentence. So it was P, Nawitka, which I was trying to make, and certainly, Tikeg, want, Chaco, right. Chaco, Hayes, Klahani, Alta.
I like coming. Chaco is coming.
Or become.
Are you talking about going outside or coming?
To come. I thought Chaco was to come.
You're right.
So, and to come.
Indeed, I like to come outside now.
To
the word you want to go outside.
to come to the great outdoors soon. I was trying to say Washington State without saying it in English.
Okay, so what you're saying is you want to go outside, right?
To the great outdoors.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I said,
we haven't got Klaptwa yet, but since we have come, I think we really should add Klaptwa.
How do you spell that?
K-L-A-T-A-W-A, and you can put an H on the end if you want, because it's an aw sound.
And what does
and
that look
it like? Looks like Klaptwa.
Yeah.
Okay, but the is, it's there, but it's very short, so it's Klaptwa. Klaptwa. You know, it, you don't put a lot of emphasis on that middle A. And Dwayne Pasco, who is the one that I sort of go to for the correct way, he's the one that told us it's Klaptwa.
Klaptwa.
So,
and that's coming?
That's going, traveling, you know, leaving, moving away from something. And Chaco is coming. Bringing something to you, you know, it's you're coming, something's coming to you.
I see.
And that's why I would have used Klaptwa.
Yeah, that would have been more appropriate, Klaptwa. So it would be P Nawitka Tekeg Klaptwa Hayas Klahani Alka Klonas?
Perhaps.
Perhaps, yeah.
No, I wouldn't use perhaps there because you already said Nawitka. I just leave that Klonas off there.
Okay, okay.
And indeed, I like going outdoors.
Okay. Can I say the great outdoors by saying Hayas Klahani?
You can.
Okay. And it's a, is it right to say Hayas Klahani Alta, which is great outdoors soon?
Well, that means that you want to do it right now.
Yes.
Okay. So you could say that.
Okay.
I would say I want to go now outside. I would put the Alta after Klaptwa.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want to go.
What?
Just think, how would Tonto say it?
I'm just thinking, you know, in foreign languages, you always...
yeah.
You know, okay. Yeah. Okay, so I was...
Marcia, you got any comments on that?
I was going to say, there's actually no prescribed order of the words in jargon. So I would just say to put it in the order that makes sense to you.
I see.
Because it's not, you know, this is a pidgin language. So it's, the main thing is to have the other person actually get a feel for what you're saying, not a literal translation.
So the syntax is not
put the words together. Like, I think that's what, it's more, how can you get this idea across in the
message across.
Best way?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to say this. I received from Rainbow this week a link to a video that I did watch that was wonderful. It was a language lesson, much like we're doing now, a little maybe better production, more professional people, but it's just showed me that we are on the right track. And next week, I think if we end just a few minutes early, that I'll share that video with everyone. And it's well worth the watch. I know you'll enjoy it, Cindy, cool. And Danny, and Tom, and Marcia.
I did see it. I agree. It was very enjoyable.
Very well done.
There's one thing I would say about that video, and another one of our Federal Way group mentioned it to me, and there are different variations of the way something is said or spelled or even pronounced, you know. So what they are speaking there is the Kamloops BC version. So I love that the words are in big print underneath what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But like when they we say cloche for good, they have K-L-U-S-H, cloche. And, you know, pretty soon, you know, that's the way we say cloche. But in Alaska and Kamloops, they say that. And then I think the Grand Ronde are sort of that way, too. We're sort of the yeah. Puget Sound version of jargon.
Well, the Canadians also say a boat, so.
Boot.
Yeah, but anyway, when you look at that, and he is saying something, and that word is like, oh, that's not the way we say it. Just remember, it's like New Englander versus down south. You
right.
Know, same word, little bit of a difference on it, way it's said.
Hey, well, I am going to close this, and then we can continue chatting if anyone wants to stick around. But I just
okay.
want to thank everyone so much for being a part of our story hour. I'm grateful to Grandfather, Tom, Rainbow, Marcia, Judy, Dorothy, Johnny, Danny, and I know Grace
Cindy.
Is always in there, and Cindy, yeah. of course, Cindy. So I just want, again, to start thinking about your story, the one I'm sure you all have, and we will see you on Thursday. Lahauia.
Lahauia.
Lahauia. Masi, thank you for doing
Masi,
that.
You are welcome.
Great.